All right, thank you, Alan, for that calming music. I needed that right there.
I think we all need it today.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? We're blessed. We're blessed because we're able to be here, right? And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I just watched a Tom Hanks movie.
It's Friday. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
And everyone is welcome. You're really missing a treat by not coming to movie night. We're really enjoying that. So let's take a deep breath. And I want to share with you a little something I found. Because, oops, is that me? I guess I need to quit breathing so hard. I want to share a little something I found with you. It's by Reverend, I think his name is Reverend Ken Diego, a Unity minister. And I was reading through some material and I thought about how we're trying to progress here, about how we want to move forward, how we want to open our hearts and our minds to our highest good. And so I found this and I thought, this is perfect. So today I'm going to read it to you, but maybe next week I'll have us all affirm it together. But I want you to take a deep breath as we bring ourselves into this service, right here, right now, and listen to these words. I want you to make them your own. In the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole and complete. The one power, the one presence expresses in us every moment of every day. So we open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exists in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. So we release all doubt. We trust that what we need is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. So we know divine order is always unfolding our highest good, and all is well in our world. That true for you? Let's just affirm that last sentence beginning with, we know divine order. Let's affirm that one together as a community, together. We know divine order is always unfolding our highest good, and all is well in our world. Take a deep breath and release it, and bring ourselves into this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. This is our moment to grow, to learn, to open up, to connect with one another and our indwelling spirit. Holy Spirit, we're grateful right here, right now for this service. We're grateful for the technology working in divine order. We're grateful that we can come in and be warm and that the building is inviting and embracing us right here, right now. And we thank you for the music and for the words that will be spoken here not only this day, but going forward. So for this and all things, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now. Amen.
Good morning. How's everybody? Okay, be honest. How many of you all are kind of tired and feeling a little low energy today? Okay, hold on now. Let me ask again. How many are feeling tired and a little low energy? Am I the only one? Okay. No, please stand as you're able and join us as we begin worship today. Ready? I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing truth today. I'm choosing truth today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing truth right now. I'm choosing love today. I'm choosing love today. I am walking the road to right now. I'm choosing truth today. I choose abundance today. I choose abundance today. I am walking the road of abundance right now, singing, I'm choose abundance today. Heaven, one more time. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now. I'm choosing heaven today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. He has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. God is blessing me. God is blessing you. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy God is healing me. God is healing you. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. You may be seated. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. And when the darkness closes in and fear begins to rise, help me to remember you're always on my side. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. And when the darkness closes in and fear begins to rise, help me to remember you're always on my side. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. God, I'm in your hands. God, I'm in your heart. In your thoughts, in your plans, never on my own. God is my source. There's no room for fear in my life. God is my source. God is my source. God is my source. There's no room for fear in my life. God is my source. God is my source. There's only one power and presence in my life today. God is my source. God is my source. There's only one power and presence in my life today. God is my source. God is my source. God is our source. There's no room for fear in our lives. God is our source. God is our source. God is our source. There's no room for fear in our lives. 'cause God is a source. God is a source. There's only one power and presence in our lives today. God is our source. God is our source. There's only one power and presence in our lives today. God is our source. God is our source. There's only one power, one presence in our lives today. God is my source. God is my source. There's only one power, one presence in my life today. God is my source. God is my source.
Good morning. The daily word for today is pray for others. As I pray, I affirm the activity of God in your and mine life, your life and mine. I am honored by the trust of those who ask me to pray with them. Whatever I'm asked to pray about, my responsibility is always the same: to recognize all qualities of God, that all qualities of God are active even in the most challenging circumstances. I remain steadfast in affirming the truth. If I have been asked to pray for healing, I release all thought of illness. I affirm divine life is alive in every cell. I see harmony and perfect function restored. If I am praying for abundance, I entertain no thought of lack. I affirm divine wisdom, love, and understanding, guiding the one with whom I pray to make wise, prosperous choices. As I affirm truth for all who have asked for prayer, my awareness of God's activity in my life increases also. And from 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul."
Good morning, beautiful people. So good to see everybody. Will you join me in affirming our vision and mission statements together? Our vision: Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement: Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And our unity affirmation that's set in unity churches and centers all over the world together: there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent. And then take just a moment to really feel the truth of that. That no matter what's going on in your life or in the outer world, there is one presence that is greater than any difficulty or anything in our lives. So for our awareness of this, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to bless our youth, our children, and it's wonderful if you have a cute little one that you can think of now, but if you don't have one of those, think about all the cute little children in the world and that cute little child in you. So let's rub our hands together and let's say our blessing for all the children together. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes, we do. Okay, our announcements for today. Well, the first thing I'd like to say, Alan, we're so glad that you're with us today. Thank you. And And we're actually glad that all of you are with us, too. So thank you. Let's clap for that. Okay. I also want to mention about the Oasis Food Pantry. Always a reminder of that, that we have people in the community who really need our help. So when you go to the grocery store, just pick up a couple extra items with each grocery shop you do, and those all add up. And then there's a bin there in the back, and Judy and Charlie work there one day a month, I believe. So they represent our church, so please consider contributing to that. That's something else. Oh, I know. I know that we have a brand new person with us today. Susan, I think, is your name. We're delighted you're with us. This is Vernetta's friend. So we welcome you. We're glad you're here. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Today, after church, actually at 12:15 to 2, is our Lessons in Truth class. You don't have to have been there before. If you'd like to learn, this is Unity's first textbook, our basic textbook, Lessons in Truth. So you're invited to come. So that will be starting at 12:15 today. Also, we have a wonderful workshop coming up in just a couple weeks on a Saturday, and it's called Spring Cleaning for the Soul. So we're not going to clean the church. Although that wouldn't be a bad idea. But no, actually we have someone who does that. But we're going to do a spiritual cleaning. And it's going to be a wonderful experience. It's a lot of fun. So that is from 9 to 12, 2 weeks from yesterday. So put that on your calendar and plan to be with us. Also, next week, our licensed Unity teacher candidate, Jackie Crompton, is going to be speaking. The lesson is David and Goliath, and Deborah Sharon will be our musician, so be sure you come back. Anything I forgot? Okay, so we're done with announcements, and we're ready for some more music.
Okay, thank you. Do any of you have one of those just really great friends that you can just show up anytime? Sit down, just sit there. You don't have to do anything, you don't have to be anything, just... My image of God over time has gotten to the point of that backdoor friend that you never have to let him know when you're showing up. You just show up, they're glad you're there. You just sit down. When two or more are gathered, God's there. And that place is holy. We're there. As I walked through the door, I felt God's presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple of God, abides here, and we're standing in God's presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Spirit now. We are standing in God's presence on holy ground. In God's presence, there is joy beyond measure. And at God's feet, peace of mind can still be found. If you have the need, I know God has the answer. Reach out and claim it. You are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Spirit now. We are standing in God's presence on holy ground. Join me. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Spirit now. Standing in God's presence, we are standing in God's presence, we are standing in God's presence on holy ground.
Once again, thank you for that, all the beautiful songs this morning. You know, we are so blessed, aren't we? We're blessed because we're able to come in and worship together and to listen to such beautiful music. Okay, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. And listen to beautiful music. Ah, Let's take a deep breath. There was a Zen master that told his large monastery one day that he had a lot for them to do, more than they had been doing. So I guess like some of us when we hear something like that, that our tasks of the day are going to be way greater than what they were originally. Sometimes we grumble, don't we? That human part of us might grumble and complain a little bit. Well, the monk said, I have so much to do today. How can I get it all done? And so one stood up and he said, yes, I have a lot to do today, but I'm going to take an extra hour to pray and meditate. You see, when we connect like that, it makes our day go faster. Anybody can testify to that? When you take time in the morning just to sit for a few minutes and realize that you're full of what you need to make it through the day, to realize that you're more than just a human being, that you're born in the spirit, that you're divine, and to your very core, to your very essence. When the monk said he would take some extra time to pray, he was taking the good part, knowing that all else would fall in divine order. So as I always say, the Bible is our story, and we can learn from it. And there's a story about a tale of two sisters. And we can take these stories and we can make them our own. They are our journey also. Sometimes you may relate to where you've been, and sometimes it can prepare you for what's ahead. So we take these stories in and we study them and we look beyond the surface of the pages. We look beyond what's written in the words. And that's how we grow. That's how we flourish. So in Luke 10:38-41, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says that it came to pass as they went, this is Jesus and all his disciples, that they entered a certain village. And a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. And that kind of miffed Martha. Can you understand that? Here you are hustling, bustling, and prepare. Anybody have people come into their house and you hustle and bustle around, getting prepared, getting the house, well, I have to clean, getting the house together. And even when they come, you're so busy making them comfortable, serving them, that you miss the connection. You miss the joy of just being with them. You know, Jesus told Martha, because Martha was miffed, and Martha ran around, and she was wondering, well, why is she just sitting there? Jesus said, Martha, 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 you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which cannot be taken away from her. You know, when I think of this story, I think that we need balance in our lives. We need balance between the doing and, I call it, receiving. Receiving what Spirit has to offer you. Receiving and taking time to sit in the quietness of your soul and listen. I know I, for one, there are times when I have to just sit me down, because there's so much going on, so much activity, so many people that I think I have to help. But it's not me that does the work, is it? It's the Spirit within, and if I take time to connect with the Christ that is within myself, all is in divine order. Because I've taken time to partake of the good part, the best part, the part that will lift and raise my consciousness to the highest peak. When you have your consciousness up in that high peak, that high state, answers come, don't they? Before you know it, a way has been made where once there may have been darkness. You know, grumbling and complaining and judging and reacting or worrying, focusing on not having enough time, you miss the enjoyment of the moment. If you are expressing any of that, it's time to do as Jesus beckoned us to do. Come apart a while. It's time to connect. I like to think of it as time to plug in, to get recharged. You have in you more than enough energy to move through any experience that comes to you. All it takes is to get centered. How do we get centered? Well, we're good at that here, aren't we? We take a deep breath. We move from our head, the intellect that's busy thinking, busy trying to work it out for itself. We move from that down into our heart, to the good part, to where we feel the presence of Spirit in us, as us. You know, God wants to express through you. God wants to work through you to reach out into the world. We don't want to block that by not connecting, by not taking time to listen, to sit, to enjoy the fruits of our spiritual labor. That's what you want to do. You want to enjoy the fruits of your labor. As Mary sat at the feet. Feet is understanding. We want to understand this truth so we can take it and go forth and live rich, productive lives. Well, maybe I'm the only one. Am I the only one? You know, we don't often think of our nature as twofold, do we? I know up until Unity, all I thought about was I'm a human being Oh, woe is me. This stuff is happening to me. You know, we are in this world having a physical existence, but we are not of this world because we're spiritual beings first and foremost. I was never taught that growing up. Oh, but when you grasp that idea, I call that working from the inside out. When you grasp that idea and begin to work from the inside out, taking those few moments before you jump into an activity, oh my, it'll make a huge difference in your life. You know, there's greatness in us. There is the divine connection. There's that which is dependable when we turn to it. Sometimes all it takes is a moment. Sometimes it takes a bit of focus, huh? But when you surrender to that which is within you, oh my, take that deep breath, recenter. The balance is there. You know, Martha is all about doing. That's that busyness. And Mary is about taking time to center, to listen, to learn. When you put the two together, you become complete, whole, because I can't tell you not to do anything, can I? We all have things that we do, but don't let that supersede taking care of what's in you. Your spiritual nature, developing that, and that will carry you through anything you have to do. Here are some thoughts from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary by Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity. He says, Martha represents the outer activity of the soul. And Mary represents the inner phase. In other words, Martha represents the material consciousness and Mary the spiritual consciousness. Martha was all about getting the meal done and this and that, probably overloading. Have you ever done more than you needed to do and then you have all this food left over? Martha was probably overdoing it instead of taking some time to listen. Mary chose to serve in her own way by taking time to listen, by taking time to learn. Feet represent understanding. So in that moment, Mary chose spiritual understanding. Both of these are necessary, but we should take heed that in our desire to be about doing, that we do not forget our times of communion, our times of connecting with our indwelling Lord, with the Christ that is within you. Feed it, let it grow. That's what we're about, letting it grow. Greater value should not be placed on active service or physical doing than on the quiet, loving receptivity of the Spirit of Truth within us. Do I need to repeat that? That's some food for thought. Greater value should not be placed on active service. Yeah, we want you to serve, but we also want you to tend to your inner spirit. It should not be placed on active service or physical doing than on the quiet, loving, receptivity to the Spirit that is within us. We all have a Mary and a Martha in us. I'm sure if you sit down and take a look at your journey thus far, you may could identify more than one side than with the other. But we're all about balance, balancing things out. Like the monk in the monastery, if you take some time to sit in the quiet or meditate or just look out that window in the morning when I get up, I put on my coffee and the first thing I do is throw open the curtains in my kitchen and the sun rises in the east and I'll stand there and I'll look out. And I'll look out and I'll say, wow, look at you. You're beautiful. You are showing out. Trees are getting white and pink and then they're turning green and they're just showing all their glory, aren't they? Fresh mowed grass, isn't it beautiful? When it's fresh, after a couple of times of mowing, you know, in the spring. But now it's getting lush because it's getting fed. And that's what we want to do. We want to be fed within so we can bloom and blossom and show all our glory. So, in the one of the lessons Jesus taught us was, do not be anxious, saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. That's taking that good part. That's sitting at the feet. That's getting that understanding. And then going forth. How do we maintain a merry heart in a Martha world? The world is busy, isn't it? There's a lot going on. There's a lot of activity. Are you taking time to sit and connect with what's in so that you know the truth? Because the truth will set you free. And the truth is one power, one presence in this universe. If you stick to it, you're getting the good part. You know, I have friends that try to sway me from thinking that the world is a blessed place. But I'm standing in my truth. No matter what do we say here? We look through the appearances, don't we? We look through what it looks like. Because in essence, I truly believe things work for your good. I know that may be hard to understand when you're going through turmoil and trouble and challenges. But take some time. Take some time to do some inner work. Make sure you get the good part. In quiet times, we realize what we really are. If you're not, you could come to some classes. We'll help you with that. Don't sit and wallow in a pity party because that's not who or what you are. You're blessed, you're a spiritual being, you're loved, unconditionally loved. Isn't that a great thought? You know, not one of us in here should ever think that we're not love, because the love of God resides in you. Love is your natural ability. Love is you. So, our good has been prepared for us before the foundation of the world. But you know what we need to do? Stop and smell the roses. Take some time. Breathe in the essence of all that is. Don't be so busy being Martha that you don't take time to balance it off being Mary. Let's take some time right now. We're going to take some time. We're going to enter into a time of peace and tranquility. We're going to open our hearts, as I said earlier, open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exists in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, all healing. So let's begin with the Lord's Prayer. Let's affirm it together. This is what Jesus gave us. And you know what? It's so soothing and relaxing to take time to just think about what the words mean. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness. And know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer.
So take a deep breath. And I invite you into this time of peace and tranquility as we make this inward journey. If you like, close your eyes or focus on candles or something in the room. Know that there is nowhere you can be where God is not. No place, no space, no boundaries. You are unlimited. You are unbound. You're free. In you is that which brings you forward, that leads and guides, that lets you know that you are never alone. Love is there. Peace is there. What is it you need this morning? Take some time and let your requests be known. And then set that aside and continue your inward journey, moving down deep into the recesses of your soul. And as you reach that point deep within, step over the threshold of your inner chamber into the light. Into the light that lighteth all the world. Into the light that knows no separation. And take a breath and let go and surrender in this moment, right here, right now, in the quiet, in the peace. God is. And because God is living and moving and surrounding you with His essence, you can firmly say, I am. I am that which is resilient. I am that which is loving. I am that in the midst of any whirlwind, peace. Dear God, we thank you for moments like this. Moments at which we sit at the feet of understanding. Moments in which the peace that passeth all understanding fills our hearts. We're grateful that we know moments like this as we go forth out into the activities of the world, knowing it only takes a second to turn within. For this and all things, we are grateful and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We claim it right here, right now, and it is so, and so it is. And we go forth with our merry hearts and conquer the Martha world. For this and all things, we say thank you, God, and it is so. Amen and amen.